won't surprise you that the last couple of messages came after a time of worship and fellowship with the Father, Son and Holy Spirit, after sensing that pull, that irresistible tug to come away with me. It happened that circumstances were such that I could do just that, take uninterrupted time out with him alone. No phone, no noise, no nothing, just him. Have you ever done that? Spent the morning or at least an hour or so just in the presence? He loves every connection he has with you, you know. Trouble is, he doesn't get that pleasure very often, if at all. When you love someone enough to lay your life down for them, you're going to want to spend time with them without interruption or distraction, just to love on them a little. You're going to want their undivided attention and their unshared love. Not unreasonable. We would be the same if we'd paid such a high price. He has paid a high price, that is, to secure you for eternity. You're not your own. You were bought at a price. That's the reality. He bought you, purchased with the blood of his Son from the slave market of sin, and set you in a high place. He put you in the one place where he could look upon you and love you in exactly the same way as he loves Jesus. He placed you lovingly and carefully and oh so deliberately in Jesus, so he can call you beloved, relate to you because he's declared you righteous, holy and precious in his sight, a jewel for which he gave a nation. Isaiah 43:4. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honoured and I have loved you. Therefore I will give men for you and people for your life. Do you have any idea at all just how precious you are to him? Hear this. 1 Peter 2:9 in the Passion. But you are God's chosen treasure. Priests who are kings. A spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvellous light, and now he claims you as his very own. It was the Father's pleasure to bruise Jesus to restore you to his heart. Now he claims you as his very own. He'd love to spend some time with you. Could you just stop a moment and let him have his enjoyment too, do you think? Would now be a good time?